As you know, many of your critics have said that this is more like science fiction than science. One of the problems that Stephen Marsh, for example, in the New York Times pointed out is you haven't fully defined your terms, like intelligence or superintelligence. He says the book reads like a Scientology manual. So why don't you start out by defining that artificial superintelligence that you're so worried about?
Yeah, we do actually define the terms in the book, if he had read, I think it's in chapter one. We define an artificial superintelligence as an AI that is better than the best humans at every mental task. This is not the sort of AI we have today, but the AIs of today, many people's only experience with AI is ChatGPT. The people who have been in the field of AI understand that the field of AI is a moving target, that sometimes people come up with insights, come up with new ways of doing AI that unlock whole new domains of AI, like ChatGPT and the large language models of today. One of the big questions is, what happens when there's new insights? What happens when there's new breakthroughs? These companies are rushing to make AIs that are smarter than every human. And once we get these super intelligent AIs, I think the most likely outcome is that they don't do exactly as the humans say.